You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I don't believe in ghosts. I think ghosts are real. I don't think they apply themselves. I don't believe in them. They're not good at what they do. Ghosts are supposed to be scary. I've never been scared of a ghost. What's in that ghost arsenal? Like, you're like, oh, there's a chill down my spine. Is there a ghost? Did I eat ice cream? It's not scary. What do they, like, slam a door, move your keys? That's a bad roommate. That's all it is.
Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. We're halfway through October already. What is August was the month that never ended. And here we are. It's practically Christmas Eve.
Okay.
I saw a meme once that said it was as soon as we hit October 1st. And they said, from now until January 1st is lit and you can't convince me otherwise. It's true, man. We jam-pack so much greatness.
We do.
And then it
just kind of goes to nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing until the international holiday of Katie and Kevin's birthday.
Yeah,
no, that's
right.
It. Yeah. But that's a boring, dry 3 months.
Well, there's Valentine's Day.
Wow. Yeah, that day is a wash.
It's really sweaty in here. It's not me.
Look at what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt and leggings.
Should have wore shorts. What? Or a short sleeve.
I don't think it's
tank top.
I think it's just warm
or a tank
in here.
Top.
Like it's fogging up my glasses.
Holy cow.
That's your breath.
It's a
no, it's she's a furnace. She's on fire.
Can we make it a little cooler?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm done.
Just lower one temperature, 1 degree.
Oh, my God. It was at 72.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Has anybody had to turn the heat on yet?
No. We're at the opening the windows stage.
Okay. So we have the windows open, too. And then there was one day was it yesterday? It might have been yesterday, maybe the day before, but the house was 66 degrees. And I was like, oh, I'm going to
turn. That's wonderful.
I'm going to turn the heat on.
Yeah, that's kind of cold.
The 66. Yeah. Although I saw a meme, and I sent this to my wife, and she was not happy about it, that says 66 degrees, sleeping at 66 degrees is just as crucial for burning fat while you sleep as like all these other things that it lists that people are like, that widely accept as like, oh, this is good for your body. This is good for your body. And this. It's like sleeping in at specifically 66 degrees, cold temperature is really good for you. She didn't want to see that.
Because she's too cold at night?
Oh, too cold.
Oh, well, and then it's already happening for her.
And she hates having the windows open.
Yeah, I know.
She is an enemy of fresh air.
I know.
Her whole thing, too, is that if there's even a slight breeze, you know how like most people are like, oh, this is good nap weather. She can't sleep because the blinds bang around, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah, because of the wind.
The slight tapping that most people are like, cozy. Yeah. She hates it.
Huh.
Found her mid-nap one day trying to tie strings from the blinds up and secure the blinds so that they didn't move.
Why doesn't she just do earplugs or something?
It's a good idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can see your glasses fogging up.
I know.
So, Dancing with the Stars, believe it or not, it's still on TV. And Kevin has been into this season more than anybody. Now, does he have a horse in the race? Great question. He sure does. And that horse's name is Robert Irwin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin is a Bobby I fan, if there ever was one. When Robert Irwin did his controversial take his shirt off or open his shirt during the dance, oh, man. That was a red letter day on the wake-up call.
Now, okay, does he love him or does he hate him? Because we keep flashing back and forth. There's a lot of screaming that he needs to get back to the zoo. And I mean screaming.
Yeah.
There's videos being sent to the group text about how Robert Irwin is making him cry.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing that up.
At the same time, he loves him.
Yeah, the crying part, that's this week, because last night.
Oh my God.
Robert Irwin dedicated a dance to his mother.
Uh-oh. Just take my hand. Hold it. You okay, Kevin?
Oh my God, I can see the movements just in my head.
How many times have you watched this dance?
Like 10.
And is it the dance or is it the dedication to his mother?
It's the whole story. There's a whole lore to this dance, okay?
All right.
Okay. If you haven't been following the Irwins, Robert Irwin has a sister, okay? Her name is Bindi.
Yeah.
Bindi Irwin also danced to this song in dedication to her father.
Okay. When?
When she was on the show. And
she's been on the show too?
Yeah, and her father recently passed away.
Not recently.
When she was on the show.
No.
She was a baby.
When she was a little girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh,
okay.
And then so she dedicated this dance to her dad, and then now Robert Irwin dedicated to his mom, which is like a whole sibling, like, you know, circle.
Yeah.
But the end of the dance is what got me, okay?
Okay.
Here, have you seen it, Katie?
No.
Oh, God, here it comes. Oh, you missed it. Turn back. That's his mother.
I get it.
Oh, wait, that's his mom he's dancing with?
At the end, the lights cut off, and then the dancer switches with his mom, and then Robert Irwin, like, breaks up into tears and hugs his mom.
Okay.
It's so beautiful.
I didn't know that was his mom he was dancing with.
Because
that seems too intimate.
No,
I think he's saying that the dancers switched out.
They switched out.
It started with a dancer.
So the main thing about all the dances tonight is called a dedication night. Every couple dedicates the dance to someone.
Okay.
Like Dylan Efron dedicated it to his little sister and danced to his brother's song, which is like, oh my God, so cute.
Okay.
What is his brother's song?
The one with Zendaya, Zac Efron and Zendaya.
The High School Musical thing?
No.
Get your head in the game?
No. Rewrite the stars.
Dylan Efron.
I don't know.
Dylan
that one.
Efron and his sister, and then sung to his brother. That's a whole family moment.
Okay, but let's get back to the Irwins. Okay,
touched my heart even more.
Kevin sent us a text message and was so mad at me and Katie for not responding to his text message. And by the way, if you want to see this dance that is making Kevin cry, what can people see?
Text dance.
Dance. D-A-N-C-E. Kevin sent it to us after 9 p.m. last night. And we go to bed very early.
Yeah.
And Kevin was beside himself. Beside himself. And I don't know what to say, Kevin. I think you're watching too much. You're too invested into the Irwins.
Robert Irwin specifically.
The whole family, the zoo too. I'm worried about the zoo, but like, this was worth it.
Here's the thing. Robert Irwin comes up a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's...
He's America's sweetheart right now.
Well, he's Australian.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and?
Okay. It just seems like you're a little fixated on him.
Yeah.
You have talked about Robert Irwin more than I have ever heard anybody say in the time that he was born to now. I have heard the name Robert Irwin more in the last 2 weeks than I have in all of that time.
So has the whole world. Because okay. You know why?
Why?
He's a rising star.
Dance star.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. What's he going to do after this?
I think he's going to be one of those Thunder from Down Under people.
I don't think he's going
to
do
that. No, he said no to the American ones, but he said yes to the Australians.
Wow.
He did say yes to him?
I think so, yeah. I saw an article he was going to be on Thunder Down Under.
I don't think that Robert Irwin's going to be a stripper after this.
Not a stripper. He's a dancer.
Oh, whatever you say. With scantily clad performances, that's basically a stripper.
Read these text messages. People cry too. See? Robert Irwin is America/Australia's diamond.
Okay. If he was here right now, Kevin, you're a straight man.
Shut up. Is he coming in?
No.
Bitch, I would cry.
Hold on. You're a straight man.
Yes?
If Robert Irwin came in here right now and said, Kevin, I followed you from afar.
Oh.
And he got down on one knee.
That would be weird.
And he proposed to you to be your husband.
Uh-huh.
What would you say?
Say, Robert, I'm sorry, I'm straight.
Okay.
Oh. But we can be besties.
What if we just...
Because we both love our moms.
Okay.
And that's right. What you guys have in common.
Yeah, did you see how he cried?
I did.
I would cry too.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin, for keeping us abreast to all things Dancing with the Stars. Somebody has to.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kevin found another get rich quick scheme, and this time it is coming from Japan. That's the latest. Kevin, what did you find online?
So there's a guy, he's 41 years old from Japan. His name is Shoji Morimoto, whatever. Earns $80,000 a year by renting himself out doing nothing.
What does that mean?
So people would rent him for, he says his going rate is $65 to $195 per session. He conducts over 4,000 sessions, offering silent companionship for those who need non-judgmental presence. So like just having people around or like eating dinner or lunch or just hanging around.
So like he hangs out with people?
Yeah, he's just right next to you all the time. Like you have someone to accompany you, but you don't have to talk. You could ask him. You could be verbal or nonverbal. They get to choose.
Okay, and you think you would be good at this?
Yeah, rent me out. I could be your buddy for the day.
You can't be quiet.
I can be quiet if you pay me enough money to.
I don't think you can.
Bet. If you gave me this much money, $195 per session, I'll be so quiet you won't even know I'm there, but my presence will be felt.
So if we have a big work event coming up.
Okay.
If Katie and I paid you $200, you wouldn't talk to anybody?
That's not fair because that's a work event. I have to talk to people.
Okay. So what would be a situation where, like, you like, how about on a rave?
Okay.
Next time you go to a rave, if Katie and I bought your ticket, which I don't know, $200, it sounds about right, okay? And you got to go for free, But the caveat was you couldn't talk to anybody.
Easy. I'll do that.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's easy. At a rave, they can't even hear you talk anyway.
This is a scenario. It has to be a situation where he's like literally sitting across a table from somebody eating fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, my God. Yes.
He couldn't even get through that without making yummy sounds.
Exactly.
I can be quiet when I eat pasta.
I don't think you
can. I'll be into my food so much, I won't even know
Kevin,
you're there.
I can't have people renting you out because they will try to have sex with you.
I mean, that's fine. You can be quiet extra during that. If you want to. I'm all about pleasing your needs right now. I am rent-a-friend, rent-a-boyfriend, rent-a-fun person.
Rent-a-body for the night?
I could if you want.
Wow. We have hit a new low on this
it's
show.
It's not a low. There are needs and there are needs and wants and I can provide.
What is your limit? What wouldn't you do? Let's say
kill someone. I can't do that.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Oh,
well,
okay,
so is prostitution.
Period.
But I mean, let's say you do get into the renting you out for situations business. What are some things that you wouldn't want? Could somebody rent you for a funeral?
Absolutely. Do you want me to cry there? Do you want me to?
You could never get through a funeral quietly.
I could cry silently.
Yeah, we've seen them cry silently.
Okay, yeah. That's true. Okay.
What about a kid's birthday party?
Easy. You want me to be quiet there?
Probably not.
That's weird.
Okay, yeah. If I'm quiet, no, that's predatorial.
But like, what if you like were just like, what if how the same way somebody hires Elsa and Anna for a kid's birthday party?
Okay.
You show up not to sing a song. You're just there and you're Kevin.
Yeah, I could do that.
What would people have to pay?
It depends on the kid.
What? What are the
Are they on young adults or kids? Kids get a cheaper rate.
Oh, okay.
They don't have
jobs. Don't want people to pay you to hang out with kids.
Why?
Stay away from kids.
All right, how about adults?
Okay.
What if you could rent Kevin to come to your birthday party?
Or bachelorette party.
Or bachelor party.
Oh, my God. That is the scenario he could never be quiet.
The bachelorette? True. Yeah, I could just be like a dancing pool if you want to dance on me.
Okay, you are going to woo the second you get there.
Uh-uh.
You couldn't do it.
I think we should get Kevin into the rental business.
Okay, see? Gavin's aboard.
Aboard. If Katie and I act as your agents and your intermediaries.
Okay. Yeah.
We get a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How much?
I don't know. Well, 10% each.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so you're out 20%. And then we book you for events.
Okay.
And you're not going to tell us that there are some events that you just won't do.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new dawn for the Wake Up Call.
This is exciting. This is big. This is big for us.
I'm excited.
Okay, good. Because I'm actually excited.
Wait,
to do
but
this.
I have to approve all events before accepting.
Okay, here we go.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
Okay, why would I not accept it first?
Why wouldn't you?
What if you make me go to like a ranch or something?
You'd go to a funeral, but you won't go to a ranch?
A ranch is a little dirty.
Well,
and far. And what if they make me ride a horse?
Okay.
I can't do that.
All right, so if you want Kevin...
Okay, but you have to ride the horse silently.
I can do that.
If you want Kevin to come and cry for your relative, he'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
He will not ride your horse.
Keep your horse away from him.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Kim Kardashian has a company called Skims, and it is insanely successful. Katie, can you explain to anybody who doesn't know exactly what Skims is?
Well, it's shapewear. It's undergarments.
So it's underwear and
it
shapewear?
Bras, it's underwear. It's shapewear. I want to say they even have bathing suits now.
Do they do costumes?
No.
Well, I think they do now. Because this went mega viral yesterday with the announcement that Skims is now going to be selling G-strings.
Okay.
With faux hair.
What?
And not just like a little bit, like full on like a gorilla costume. And they released a promo that was like almost like a game show.
Welcome back to Does the Carpet Match the Drapes? The game
Does the Carpet Match the Drapes?
Show that dares to ask, if the hair up there matches the hair down there.
Now let's meet the lovely contestants.
And then they had contestants come on. I'm just going to play just a little bit of it.
And first we have Heather, an ornithologist who enjoys hiking and loves long, hot bubble baths. Let's have your guesses, audience.
And then the audience guesses what hair color.
Red. Skims faux hair panty.
Okay. I'm not sure what 14-year-old boy is running the marketing department for Skims, but all of this seems like an April Fool's prank. If this came out at the end of March, I'd be like, nobody should fall for this.
Right.
But it's not. And it's real. If you want to see it, text the word hair. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Hair, H-A-I-R, to 916-909-1065. Here you go, Katie.
I'm looking. I don't get it.
Who is this for?
That's the thing. Is it to be worn during sexy time? Or is it to be worn under your clothes? Because if that's the case, I feel like it's going to make your leggings fit weird.
Now, this is the same company that made bras with fake nipples.
Is this the
same thing?
You tell me.
What about these aren't my parts. They're your parts.
I think we can all get behind the idea that, like, there is something titillating, excuse the pun, about having erect nipples on a lady. Okay. So that one I understood. I'm not understanding this one. Like, and I can't tell who it's for. Is it for the person wearing it? Or is it for someone who is seeing them wear it?
Kevin, what do you think?
Now that I'm looking at it, there are different designs to it.
Okay.
So there's like curly, straight, you know, wavy. Maybe she's just trying to let women like decide what they want. So like me, I'm not naturally curly, but yeah. I like to perm my hair and make it curly.
Okay.
Maybe girls want it curly down there instead of having it straight to try it out, you know?
Okay.
See it. I don't like it.
Is this like maybe like a woman empowerment thing? Somehow?
If it is, I think it's missing the mark. To spend money for that as opposed to just going natural doesn't make any sense to me.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065. People in Russia are paying hundreds of dollars to get faux hair put down there. So is this just like ahead of the curve? Like, as far as where fashion trends are going, do we take fashion trends from Russia?
I don't know. I don't
understand.
And
it is colder there.
That's true. It might make sense. Also, I do need people to know, asking somebody, does the carpet match the drapes, is a very offensive thing.
Oh.
And please don't do it.
This is coming from a redhead.
Shouldn't we assume they match? Or is there instances where they don't
match? Well, it depends on if you dye your hair. If you dye your hair, then maybe it won't.
I see.
Redheads get asked this a lot, and for some reason, there are men out there that think that that is an appropriate thing to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. So I just want everybody to know that. PSA.
I don't want to live in this world anymore. There's enough bad going on right now, Kim, that we don't need you making it worse.
As they say on the Kardashians, Kim, people are dying.
Oh, is that the end of the statement?
Yeah, there's like a meme that goes, people are dying, Kim.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, Just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, got a question for you. This is for all the parents out there. What do you do if your child has done something to their appearance that you disapprove of? Do you make them change it? Do you make them do what you want? Or do you just accept the fact that, like, they're their own person and they have artistic freedom? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us right now. We're getting into this because of my son. He's 13. And he just finished being Beetlejuice in the musical Beetlejuice. And my son has beautiful curly hair, very curly hair. And because of the part, he let it grow. We let it grow. And it is definitely in a fro type form. And I understand that that is kind of the style now. But yeah. Some teenage boys, they look like heads of broccoli, and I can't really get into it. It's a silly haircut. But even if he shaped it, I would be more into it than what it is now, which is an unkept curly mess. The show's over. I want him to get a haircut. And every time I bring it up, he says he does not want to get a haircut.
Well, you made your bet on this one.
Explain what that means.
It means many times you have said that you know, if your kids want to dye their hair, if they want to do this, if they want to do that, you are going to allow them to have creative freedom and expression through the way that they look. And now it's coming to bite you in your little bottom. Now, you said this when your kids were young, much like you said, your daughter will never like pop music. Much like you said, you'll always believe, feel like your cats are your kids. Sorry. Sorry.
I don't think you are.
I'm not. There are recordings on this show of you saying, no, listen, if your kid wants to have blue hair, let them express themselves.
I did say those things,
yeah.
And I do still want to feel that way.
Okay, but...
Because I had different colored hair.
When you were how old?
When I was between the ages of 18 and like 21.
So when you were an adult?
Well,
it's not 13.
You don't have an adult brain, but I mean...
You weren't in... Eighth grade.
I had a mohawk,
Gavin,
I had facial piercings.
When we look back at those, at that time in your life, how did you look?
Not great.
No.
But it's what I wanted to do at the time.
I understand that.
Somebody said, it's just hair. It can be long, short, whatever. And then it can be changed. Let him be himself. I want to.
Okay, but
I want to let him be himself.
Why is that himself?
Because
and where do we draw the line?
Well, because what it's
if what
he wants
to grow his hair like a horse girl? And just all the way down to his butt.
His hair would never grow down. It would just grow out.
Eventually, gravity's going to take it.
I don't know.
Okay.
He'd look like Gilda Radner.
So where does it end?
I don't know.
Right. I just can't get behind the idea of just like... Whatever you want, sweetie, go for it.
I don't know. I want to be that parent because my dad was like that. Justin, good morning. Maybe it's a dad thing. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So what do you do in a situation like this?
Well, first, he probably, like you said, he only realized that it was something that he wanted to do after the whole Beetlejuice thing. So
right.
It's not going to last, first of all. Second of all, he's 13, you know, the room to express yourself is good. Just let him know that you don't approve of it. Like if you guys go for a family dinner or something like that, let him know he has to do something with his hair because he's not going to go to sit to dinner with Beetlejuice. Let him know that you...
you don't want to dinner with Beetlejuice.
I don't think it's too bad. I understand why it's stressing you out, but, you know, I would just go through the motions.
Okay,
he's
let
13.
Me ask you this, though. Is it not sort of setting the precedent for, like, if that's what you want, you can have it, which is like not real life.
Not necessarily, because you still want to let him know how you disapprove of it. Like, he's going to school every day. Okay, fine. But like I said, if you go out to a family event or something like that, like, let him know, like, he has to do something with his hair. And
like, put him in a mask. All right. Well, one more call on this. Maybe we need to turn to a kid. This is Katie's favorite kid who calls.
It sure is.
He's a real ball buster. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I think that we should be able to wear what he wants. He says, I think dyeing your hair might be a little drastic because, like, if you want to dye your hair, like, need parent approval because, like, dyeing's, like, usually, like, permanent, like, lasts for a few months.
Yeah. All right.
Aaron, what does your hair look like, Aaron?
My hair's just, like, casual. I don't know. I mean,
just casual.
Like, yeah. Normal boy hair, I guess, but...
If you have a friend at school that shows up with, like, blue hair, what's everybody thinking?
I think that he's being early for Halloween.
All right. Great point.
Garrett!
Have a great day. Thank you for all the calls.
106.5 The End!
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She says that the studio is too cold, but that's how she's on a winning streak on the game. Are you smarter than Katie? What is the current temperature in this studio, Kevin?
It is. 69.
That's face.
Woo!
Wow. All right. And we are playing with Laura this morning. Sorry about that, Laura. You expect better from the wake up call.
Good morning.
Maybe you don't. I don't know. Okay. Katie has left the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot is $400, Laura. And that you got to earn. But win or lose, we have a four-pack of Fast Pass tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park just in time for Halloween, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. Bipartisan concern is coming from Congress over President Trump and his administration killing people by blowing up boats off the coast of Venezuela they claim are drug smugglers and then releasing the footage. The issue is, this is illegal, as they've released no evidence of their claims, and law enforcement says this isn't how you stop drug smuggling anyway. What country does not touch Venezuela? Colombia, Brazil, or Argentina?
What were the choices again?
Colombia, Brazil, and Argentina.
Argentina.
Question two, the world lost an R&B legend yesterday. D'Angelo died at the age of only 51 from his private battle with pancreatic cancer. He was best known for his song Brown Sugar. What is his real name? Is it Dante, Michael, or D'Angelo? 3 seconds. Three, two, one. Dante. Okay. Question three. Pope Leo XIV was spotted up in the middle of the night and online. He was logged onto his Duolingo account and teaching himself German at 3 a.m. He has also been spotted playing Wordle in the middle of the night as well. What is 14 in Roman numerals?
What is what?
14 in Roman numerals.
What is 14?
3 seconds. Three.
Is
two.
The and the
what?
XIV.
What?
XIV.
Okay. Question four. Kevin Federline has a documentary. Listen to this story. Kevin Federline has a documentary about his relationship with Britney Spears coming out called You Thought You Knew. One of the more shocking things to come out of this is him saying that when the boys were babies, he would find Britney standing in their rooms watching them sleep while holding knives.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How many boys do they have? 3 seconds.
Three?
Okay. And question five, the Riyadh Comedy Festival is over, and now the comedians who took the oppressive royal family's money to perform are back in the United States trying to restore their image. And several of them donated money to the charity Human Rights Watch, but Human Rights Watch is refusing to take the blood money, as they put it. If Aziz Ansari donated $130,000, Dave Chappelle donated $275,000, and Bill Burr donated $190,000, how much money did the Human Rights Watch take?
Repeat the numbers again?
$130,000, $275,000, and $190,000.
Okay, 130. And then 190 was the last one?
Yep. 3 seconds. Three.
5,900,000 something.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Laura, what are we doing this morning?
I am dropping off my kids at school. So I can go.
Bye. You're dropping off your kids so that you can what?
Go to work.
Go to work. Where do you work?
I work for the state.
You work for the state? What do you do for the state?
I don't want to say because I did really bad.
Oh, come on. Come
you
on.
Had your friend Google.
Wow. Laura, I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin taking swipes. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
You're defending for Hundo, okay?
Okay.
Question one, there's bipartisan concern coming from Congress over President Trump and his administration just killing people by blowing boats off the coast of Venezuela. Have you seen that footage at all?
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it.
The issue is this is illegal. And they've released no evidence as to their claims that these are drug smugglers. And law enforcement is even saying this is not how you stop drug smuggling. You seize the boat, you seize the drugs, you arrest them, and then use that information to get to the source. That is actually how you do it. But anyway, what country does not touch Venezuela?
Okay.
Colombia, Brazil, or Argentina?
Brazil.
Argentina. Fun fact, Katie's been to all four of those countries.
Yes.
Oh.
Question two, the world lost R&B legend D'Angelo yesterday at the age of 51. He had pancreatic cancer.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Was D'Angelo's first name Dante, Michael, or D'Angelo?
It was Michael.
It was Michael. That's right. Michael Archer was his name. Question three, Pope Leo XIV was spotted online in the middle of the night, and he was logged into Duolingo.
He's
teaching himself German at 3 a.m. He's also been spotted playing Wordle in the middle of the night as well.
He can't sleep. He's like me.
He's on Chicago time still.
Oh.
What is 14 in Roman numerals?
XIV.
Yes. XIV. Question four, I think this story's crazy. Kevin Federline has a documentary coming out called You Thought You Knew. It's all about him and Britney.
Okay.
And because, of course.
What else are we going to do? His dancing.
One of the most shocking things to come out of it is him telling people that when the boys were babies, he would find Britney in their room watching them sleep holding knives.
What?
Yeah. It's like, okay, if you're putting that out now to get us to watch that documentary, I'd watch that documentary now. Anyway, how many boys do they have?
Two.
Yeah. Two boys. And finally, the Riyadh Comedy Festival is over, and those comedians that perform there are back. They're trying to rebuild their image. Several of them tried to donate money to the charity Human Rights Watch, but Human Rights Watch is refusing to take any of the blood money, as they put it.
Okay.
If Aziz Ansari donated $130,000, Dave Chappelle donated $275,000, and Bill Burr donated $190,000,
okay,
how much money did Human Rights Watch take?
Well, they didn't take any of it.
So
zero? Oh,
that is
you
correct.
You try to trick people.
Trying to trick people. Uh-uh. They took zero money.
That's crazy.
Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
They could have given that money to Kevin. He'll take blood money.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You won't?
Oh, fine, I will.
Final score. Laura, you got two, but Katie got four.
Wow.
Katie did well today. We add $20 to the jackpot for tomorrow, making it how much, Kevin?
$420.
Oh,
but Laura, Laura, you got a four-pack of Fast Pass tickets to Sacramento Scream Park, okay?
Okay.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information, but what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not in Katie, but can I do a quick shout-out? It'll be quick.
Yeah, do a quick shout-out.
Okay, shout out to Jenny and Emily, who are also driving to work and listening to me.
Oh,
I love that.
Denny and Emily.
No, Jenny and Emily.
Well, what about Denny?
Denny's
like,
who's group Denny? Denny?
This is the sisterhood. Right, Laura?
Yes, it is.
All right, all right. Thank you so much. Stay on hold.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play Fun Delivered. This is part one of Fun Delivered, where we go into the big box that was sent to from the ladies that own the company Fun Delivered, and we go in, we pick something out that is speaking to us in our hearts and our minds. We have a psychic connection with these packages, and hopefully we get some good stuff. Last year, or nope, last week. Last week, I can't remember. Did we do well or did we not do well? Kevin and I, it was the worst ever, right?
Worst. What did Katie win?
What did
Katie won the Space Buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, and that Space so Buddy was amazing. Good.
And I won Printer Ribbon, which
that was so bad.
Awful. And then Kevin, almost just as bad, if not worse. What did you get?
I forgot. It was so bad I tried to
the
forget.
The things you get are really trash.
What was it?
And you know what's worse, Kevin? You were like debating between two, and one of them was this.
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't rub
don't,
it in.
I won't. Okay, all right. You go first. You go
you
first.
You know, you go first, because I don't want you to pick my other package.
If you want to play this game on your own, it's awesome. Just go to fundelivered.com, and you can use promo code WAKEUPCALL as one word and get 10% off your purchase. And you get mystery packages that have been lost in the mail, and you can find out what's inside, too. Okay, Katie's got something.
Oh.
Looks like a classic Katie package.
Yeah, I mean, it's fabric, but it's dense.
It's dense fabric, and is it bubble wrapped?
No, it's just in a package.
Okay, all right. So, dense fabric. Not always clothes, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we've gotten blankets. We've gotten wall mounts. We've gotten flags.
Flags dedicated to dead hip-hop artists. People order the weirdest stuff.
We don't have enough of those.
They order the weirdest stuff.
Honestly, if anybody ever looked at what I order, well, no, I don't order stuff this weird.
Have you? It's what the weirdest part is when we get custom stuff.
No, that's not weird. That's incredible.
I mean, no. I mean, we love it.
Yeah.
But the custom stuff that people order, though, sometimes.
No, I've ordered custom stuff.
But like a flag. A flag.
I have never ordered a flag of a dead hip hop.
Of a dead anybody.
Of a dead anybody.
Kevin, what'd you pick?
I got a bubble wrapped
box. It's about the size of a brick, but like a flat brick.
Yes.
No, that's pretty.
And it sounds like there's multiple pieces in
universal it. Universal size brick.
Yeah, I was going to get the
pink. Is it shaking? Does it sound like there's something?
Yeah, there's something in it. Multiple things.
Interesting.
It better not be car parts. I'm going to be so mad.
Honestly, you do get a lot of car parts. You've gotten like a battery case.
Yeah.
Like, not even batteries. It's a case for batteries.
By the way, there's one package over there. I didn't pick it, but it couldn't feel more like a bra.
Really?
Yeah, but like some kind of elaborate bra.
Like big cup?
Yeah, but then there's more to it than, ooh. Yeah. I did not pick that. I picked something that has two things inside. One is a little squishy bag inside the big bag, and the other is a box that is very rectangular in shape. And the outside packaging has, I can't tell if this is I think that's a W or a V.
An X.
And green stars.
I don't know what that is.
But there's no.
It's almost like a backwards
brand.
N.
Yeah. And it says thank you on it. So,
no,
okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Here's how Fun Delivered works. We're going to open these packages next. We're going to take a break, play some music, come back, and we're going to open these on the air. It's Fun Delivered.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Time for part two of Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. This is the part where we open these packages, see what's inside. What are these packages? Great question, you. They are mystery packages that somebody ordered at some point and it never made it to their final destination. It got lost in the mail and the company Fun Delivered snatches them all up and sells them. And you can use promo code WAKEUPCALL to get 10% off. We have gone into the box. We have picked out our objects, our packages for the day. All right, Kevin, you want to go first?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
What?
What?
I got a cellulite massager.
Cellulite.
Oh, for your thighs?
Yes.
I don't have thick thighs. Ew, it burns stubborn fat, reduces fine lines and cellulite.
Can you open it?
Oh, yeah. Duh.
I'll bet it vibrates.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Is that like a red light thing or is it heat?
I don't know. Let's turn
heat,
it on.
It's probably heat. Okay, charger up.
So it looks like a...
Wow, Kevin, this is going to be great.
I'm so excited.
It kind of looks like an electric shaver, except it's got four pads on the bottom.
It's like a paddle, almost.
It's loading.
Okay,
it's loading.
All right.
Wow.
Loading with what, though?
I don't think it's working. It just keeps giving me this.
Okay, well, let it charge.
Maybe it has to charge.
Give it a second.
Read the instructions real fast. Is it like a heat-based thing, or is it a... What is it going to do?
It's not going to do anything. Okay, let me be very clear. As somebody who lives with cellulite city on the back of
my
legs...
It's red light therapy.
I can assure you it's not going to do a goddamn thing.
Oh, I have to put hydrogel on it or it's unsafe.
Did it come with hydrogel?
No, but it says step one, put hydrogel.
It's unsafe?
Because of the red light it emits.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
If you want to see any of this, text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
Okay, so mine is a... Oh, interesting. Okay. So it's a teeny tiny little pleated skirt.
A little tennis skirt?
Okay, little tennis skirt.
That's sexy.
But then also, well, I think it's for a kid, so calm down.
Oh, boy.
Then a pink sweatshirt.
That's not for a kid.
And then a red bow.
What?
I'm confused.
I'm very confused. And then...
I wonder if this is a costume.
I think it is a costume, but for... Okay.
Oh, boy. Wait, are those gloves? Wait,
no, those are...
Is this for some sort of sexy... Oh, it is a costume! There's a wig!
It's like a Harajuku girl.
Yes!
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to put the wig on.
Okay.
Wow. You're going to put a red wig on your red hair.
Yeah. Uh-oh. She came to class today.
Uh-oh. Edna Mode from The Incredibles just showed up. You couldn't look more like a 90s MTV VJ right now.
Oh, my God. Now. So I've got like bangs. Honestly, I don't look bad.
If you want to see any of this, you always text in fun, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Well, I'm going to open mine now. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And let's see what's inside mine. Okay. All right. It's... should I do the little one first or the big one?
Yeah, little one.
All right, let's do the... Usually the little one will give us some sort of indicator as to what the big one is. Oh my God, it's hydrogel! No, I'm just kidding. Inside the little packaging are little packages that look kind of like condom wrappers.
Okay.
But inside, though, are little rings. Little rubbery jelly...
Is that a Nuva ring?
Uh-oh.
What's a Nuva ring?
It's a birth control.
Nuva ring.
It says it's all Asian writing on the outside, and it's Yanga. There's a whole bunch of, all right, so then maybe let me open this, the box then.
Okay. Oh. Okay. What?
It's supposed to go down your private part.
Yeah! What do you mean?
Around your private part.
Get it! What is, oh my God.
You've got a pump. You got the pump. And the other part is the ring for the pump.
No! I can't. No! You did not.
And you made me Google it too. Now it's on my computer.
You got a pee pump?
I got a pee pump. I got a... It is a pump for your pee.
No way.
It is a... It is.
Shut.
No, okay.
Wait, so what are the
this is okay, so this
go around.
They go
oh!
You put that around yourself.
Yeah, to help the circulation.
Now, this thing I will say, just doing the quick research on the box here, it lengthens and strengthens. It's an assister.
Lengthens well, yeah, we get strengthen. It. What's that?
Oh.
It makes it so, more.
Oh, I don't think I need that.
So, sorry. Okay. All right.
Guys,
I'm shocked. This is...
Okay. We cannot...
Okay. How's that pumping it? It's not
it's
doing anything.
It's making a suction.
It's sucking.
It's sucking it.
Oh. Wow. Okay. They ordered that and the other thing.
Yeah. And then you got to figure out where the ring goes, I guess. I don't know
where the ring goes.
Okay. I lost my wig.
If you want to see any of this, text in fun, F-U-N, 916-909-1065. We are going to get fired.
Yeah, we are.
That's crazy.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916.
Gavin, nah. I can't do this with you today.
The people love it.
They don't.
They do.
Zero people like it.
Everyone loves it.
909-1065. It's Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Who do we have first?
Wow.
Wow. I hate love today.
Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
Sorry that Katie ruined your life. Lana, first of all, I love the name Lana.
Yeah,
Lana. Off to a good start. Yeah. What is your maiden name? This is how Married Name Upgrade Downgrade works.
My maiden name is Rose.
Lana Rose?
Lana, what are you? You're about to ruin our day.
You're a Disney princess.
Oh my God.
And you're married?
I'm married now, yes.
What did you go to?
I swear to God, Lana. I swear to God.
I went to Rios.
Lana Rios?
I hate it.
Lana Rios?
I hate it.
That sounds like a part of LA that has terrible property value.
Also, it sounds like you're just saying Lana Rose wrong.
Yeah.
We changed it by one letter and then shuffled it a little
bit. What is his stupid name?
His name's David.
He could have been David Rose from Schitt's Creek. Oh my God. What a missed opportunity.
Wow. David.
He could have been David.
David. Rose Apothecary.
That's unbelievable.
See how I had to do the Alexis hands?
Yes, of course. Hold your tiny purse.
Hold your tiny purse.
Wow, what a downgrade. Like, one of the biggest downgrades ever. Lana Rose is a delicious champagne. It is a perfume.
She is not a pop star.
No.
She's a violinist.
Yes, yes.
She's a musician.
I used to get country singer.
No.
No, ew. Why would you say that? Never.
Lana Rose, that is a disastrous downgrade, but thank you for calling. Let's talk to Madison. Ooh, hello, Madison.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And Madison, what was your maiden name?
Doting.
What did she say?
Doting.
Doting.
What does the word doting mean?
If you're doting over somebody, you're taking care of them.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah. But it has a negative context, though, right?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay.
I dote over my partner.
Okay.
I dote on him.
Madison Doting. Do you go by Maddie or Madison?
Maddie.
Maddie Doting's a good name.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No, why? I can't trust her.
Why?
I don't know. She steals. okay, what's your married name?
Lindell.
Maddie Lindell?
Yes.
Listen.
You know what? The last name Lindell has been
sullied.
Yeah.
By the pillow guy.
Crushed upon the rocks.
Yeah.
But
do you know who we're talking about?
Oh, she knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like a Maddie Lindell. She's cute.
You know
what she is?
What?
PTA mom.
Yeah.
But a nice one, like a really nice one.
Maddie Lindell can restore Lindell to glory.
Yeah.
Maybe start a pillow company without all of the baggage.
Like, Maddie Lindell brings extra snacks for the kids that don't have any.
And that's really nice, Maddie.
Yeah, we love that. We love that about you.
Okay.
Yeah, but keep your hands out of my pocket.
Let's do one more, and we'll talk to Anastasia.
Ooh, Anastasia.
And this one's a little bit confusing, I think.
Okay, that's fine.
Anastasia, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, what's going on here?
Okay. So, I got married about 8 years ago, and my maiden name is Mungavin. Well, when I got married.
Whoa. Hold on.
Mungavin?
Uh-huh. Mungavin?
Mungavin. Yes.
Okay. That sounds like something you take for herpes.
Well,
okay.
I don't know about that.
No, but like mouth
it's
herpes.
Got the Gavin part in it.
Yeah,
so that's but Mungavin.
Ask your doctor about Mungavin.
I would say, okay, all right, but something good though.
Well, it's good to get your herpes taken care of.
Well, it is, but for Mungavin is not a herpes medication.
What is it?
Something for, I don't know, that helps you smile bigger.
No, nice try. Okay, so we were Mungavin, and then what happened?
So, got married, was going to change my name, except for my now ex-husband decided he didn't really want to be a husband and started stepping out of the marriage.
No.
So, when he confronted me, why won't you change your last name? I said, well, why don't you act like a husband?
Ooh! Okay, so what was his last name?
Wright.
And you never took it?
And you could have been... Okay, so Anastasia Wright. Oof.
Yeah.
So wait, so what name were you born with?
Mungavin.
Mungavin? That was what you were born with.
Okay, so have we found a Mr. Wright since Mr. Wrong?
I just keep finding Mr. Wrong, but, you know, I'm just enjoying the ride.
Okay.
I see. Okay. I am sticking with Anastasia Mungavin. Anastasia Mungavin sounds like a place in Europe that you go to vacation.
Okay, here's the thing. Anastasia Wright is a better name.
And I disagree. Kevin, you're going to...
But you know what? She never took it.
Kevin, you have to break the tie on this one. Which one?
I like Mungavin.
Mungavin. Okay. All right, so there you go.
We usually don't take the story into consideration, but I feel like it was important that we did this time.
It certainly didn't help. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's... Wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.